Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. We are Bachelor Nation. I'm Sarah Armour. This is...
Casey Bunker.
Welcome to Bachelor Time. This season... it's putting me to bed.
Yeah, I agree. I found myself second screening a lot this season. And so but that's why we're here. You know, we're here to spice it up. We're here to bring the drama, bring the heat, bring some more layers to this one note show.
It is a one note show, and that note is Shanae.
It was so funny when the one girl during the roast tonight even said, like, I'm so glad I was chosen to be on Shanae's season of The Bachelorette.
Oh, I know.
So yeah, so the date tonight, we'll go back, begins with Serene's one-on-one.
I was watching on my computer, and then there was like, I got to the point where she was about to say, I feel like I should tell you something about myself, and then my internet service got all messed up, and I did not hear her big reveal. What happened in her childhood that she shared with him?
Okay, so it wasn't actually her childhood. It was her. So her grandmother died 2 years ago, and then her cousin, who was like 1 year younger than her, like a sister to her, basically died like a year, or like very recently. Shouldn't say how recently. And she said that it was like something to do with drugs, but like she wasn't really sure. So that was like kind of what she also said. Like she, you know, didn't grow up in a house where she could express herself like a lot of these people say, which really, when you hear the same conversation over and over, you think we've got an expression problem in the United States or the Western world or whatever it is.
I think it's kind of interesting that we have all of these people on The Bachelor who have this common history. Like, I gotta be honest, in my house, we might have been over expressive, you know? I mean, like, I feel like a lot of the people these emotionally stunted upbringings almost like need something like this as a breakthrough creator.
Their soul kind of craves it. Clayton said the same thing. He said, yeah, I could, that's how I grew up too. You know, like my mom listened to me, but my dad is just like, you know, it is what it is. And you don't talk about your feelings. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess part of it is growing up in a patriarchal society, right? I mean, when dad's head of the household,
especially when there are no sisters. He has two brothers. He grows up in the middle of Missouri. So for him to be feeling like there's really no place to, or not even no place, but like he really doesn't know how to do intimacy.
And what a wild way to start to express yourself, like on TV, like for it. I mean, that could kind of be traumatic in its own way. If that's like the first, you know, it's like you're an adolescent in this thing. You're a toddler when it comes to emotion.
Right. But I guess like part of why it might feel safer than actually doing it in an intimate way is because it's like, because I feel like it's under the umbrella, it's like under this guise of reality TV. So if anything is like heightened, it's like, well, it was TV. And it's sort of like, I feel like The Bachelor is like very permission giving ecosystem.
Vulnerability. And like you've got producers there who are making you feel safe, and you've got this whole group think thing happening where it's like we're all obsessed with this man, we're all. And I think people get, you all get really swept up in it, and you don't think, wait a second, like do I feel like that, or did I just feel like I should say that for the thing?
Well, it's funny, that's so right, because it's almost like there's this like agreement that everyone makes at the beginning of the show, which is like, oh, we're all going to be vulnerable, but like, we're all going to be vulnerable about the same things. I remember one time when I was in high school and I shared to my girlfriends the kind of offbeat person that I had a crush on, and like Josh, and they were like, bah! Like, they were, like, making so much fun of me for actually, like, loving who I loved. It's vulnerable to even, like, say who you like when it's not a consensus.
It's, like, vulnerable to say if you don't like him. So all of that, like, takes us back to Serene's date, right? So I feel, I don't know how you feel about these two. I feel like they either have zero chemistry or they, like, both have such reverence for each other, and I guess also that inability to express themselves, that they're just like putting each other on a pedestal. And she, like, they do kiss and stuff, but I just, when they're talking, I'm just not seeing the chemistry, I don't think. But it does seem like she's gonna go far, like, and she's obviously gorgeous.
No, she's literally Serene. No, her personality is like incredibly easy. Like, she's
self-fulfilling prophecy, or did her parents just, they saw her and they were like, that baby.
To be chill on The Bachelor is a great
feat. It's a great feat. So one thing that she said this time was, after kissing Clayton, she said, I feel like Clayton is a really good kisser. That's not something you say when someone's a really good kisser. When someone's a really good kisser, you'd be like, oh my God, he was such a good kisser. Not, I feel like Clayton is a really good, like, she's trying to convince herself.
I agree with you. It's not about what you say. It's about how you say it. I have Serene's chart up. I have their charts together. Do you know who her chart looks precisely like?
Who?
Erica Jane. And Princess Diana. So she is a Cancer sun, Aquarius moon. So I think even like when you're seeing her say something along the lines of, it feels like he's a really good kisser, that's because her moon is literally going like, wait, like, check in. How did you feel? Like, what was it like physically? And her Chiron is conjunct her Mars in Virgo. So it's almost like she does have a wound in the area, like, of the physical. Her south node is in Taurus. Her north node is in Scorpio. So, like, for Serene, she really is here to actually, like, learn to go deeper with people and get more intimate. And I think that with that Aquarius moon, it's very hard. I mean, Aquarius moons are just not that touchy-feely. But then she does have her Venus, her Mercury, and her sun in Cancer. So I guess, like, the feeling that I get from this is that, like, you know, she does appear to be highly serene. She needs somebody that is very, like, sort of, she sort of needs maternal loving. And she loves in a maternal way. Her sharing about her family and the loss of family members makes a lot of sense with all of this Cancer. And North Node in Scorpio, she's like, using death to her benefit, LOL. But that moon in Aquarius is a bit detached. It's almost as if, did she cry? I don't feel like she cried when she shared that, did she?
No.
So, because it's interesting, because Gabby, look, I mean, bitch cried all episode. I don't know if she was on her period or what, but that bitch was crying all episode. Serene shared this, like, I feel like I should say this hard thing. And I missed the hard thing. And I was thinking that she was, based on just what I saw from the right before and the right, I just, like, literally missed the moment of the share. That's, like, the internet was, like, yeah, like, buffering. And then came right back. And I was, like, wait. And then I'm, like, searching. Like, did anybody but it's like, nah, it just aired. No one's writing anything about it, right? So I was like, fuck. And now hearing that it was, like, her grandma that died, which is honestly to be expected if you have a grandma, you know, at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Die.
The cousin is really the thing. But even that, like, the way that I, because I did see her tee it up, which was like, I just feel like I should get this off my chest before we go any deeper. There's something you should know about me. And then she didn't really share anything about her. And she just shared about, like, the sad thing that has gone on in the past 18 months. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, so, you know, not so, but like,
yeah.
So?
No, yeah, not entirely, like, I mean, yeah.
Like that's not like a make or break share. I mean, I thought Gabby, and we'll get there, but Gabby's share was more intimate, which is to say, like, I have a narcissistic mother. I'm putting words in her mouth, but that's what she was saying.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah,
like, this is like, oh, I lost my grandma. Okay, boo fucking who, everybody does. But okay, she lost her cousin. That was sad. It was like a sister to her, but like, and it was because of drugs. But it's like, yeah, it's not the baggage you think it is, Aquarius moon.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, how did that bring up something that, like, triggered something in you? Like, give us a little
right.
bit, like more that, I mean, she gave us a story about how they were playing with these fireflies one time, and now whenever she sees fireflies, like, she thinks of her cousin. So that was like a nice
deep. I saw that part. But even then, though, it's sort of like she's placing
it's still a surface level.
Exactly. Like, she's placing
to relate the story.
She's placing him in her reality, but it's still very, I mean, it's very Cancer Aquarius, which is like, it's like it's like appearing to be very like home centric and like nostalgic and poetic and emotional, but really it's like, let's agree, okay, from now on, if we see a firefly for the rest of the date, Aquarius moon, like I'm just gonna basically wait for you to pattern recognition notice a dragonfly or a firefly, yeah, whatever, so that I can go check, he heard me. Like, I don't know, Aquarius Cancer, yeah, is a very hard combination. I feel for anybody that has this combo because, you know, when you're especially, it's not just that she's a Cancer Sun, she's a Cancer Venus and a Cancer Mercury. So a lot of her energy requires not only heavy nurturing, but like, you know, if you think about the way that Cancer moves, aside from it being Mother Ocean, the sort of motion of the ocean, which is sort of erratic in and of itself and completely ruled by the moon, Cancer moves sideways, especially Mercury in Cancer. Mercury in Cancer wants to, Venus in Cancer is a little bit more comfortable because it's like, yeah, I am woman, like, come cater to me. Mercury in Cancer is hard because it's almost like even in that chair, there was something, and again, maybe they edited it, but it's like, it's almost as if there was like something deeper there for her to share, but then she kind of like missed, because I only was
out. Yeah, the way that,
I was out for like maybe 2 minutes and then came back and then it was over. And I'm like, what could it have possibly been? But it's like, but like the way that a Mercury in Cancer moves is side to side. So when you're, you know, and Mercury wants to move fast and communicate a lot in a little amount of time, you and I both know as Geminis, it's like, let's go, let's get it. Right. But when you have a Mercury in Cancer, you're sharing on a zigzag. There is no forward motion when it comes to mercurial Cancer energy. It literally, the crab moves sideways in order to move forward. You have to zig and zag. So I feel like it's like she did share something, but then it was sort of only this surface thing. I mean, even the fact, if you want to know, like, just from a zoomed out perspective, and honestly, if you did not see the replay from the Zoom manual last time, you could, or no, I guess 2 times ago, Molly, our girl Mal Molshine, the OG Diva Behavior, the anchor of this pod, did a fabulous presentation on, because both Camilla and Diana are Cancers. Charles has a type. But but Diana is a Cancer Aquarius. And it's like the fact that Diana was even fighting for this relationship when, in fact, it was a, it's like he was in love with, I'm pro Camilla. I love the Camilla. We're going to talk about it on Wednesday. Everybody tune in. Molly and I are going to do a whole deep dive onto, you know, Camilla now being allowed to be queen or whatever. Honestly, the queen on her deathbed. She must be. But it's just like the fact that Diana was like, it's like Diana was not in love with Charles either. Like, she should have just shut the fuck up and enjoyed, you know, the perks of being a royal, and had a couple other boyfriends too. But it's like, I don't know. This, it does, I don't know if it makes sense what I'm saying, but it's like, it's sort of like Cancer Sun and all of this, Cancer Mercury, Cancer Venus, you kind of appear to be this like heavenly mother energy. Even Erica Jane, a similar chart where it's like, she is gorgeous. She is this like beautiful, like, come to my house, let's play girls or whatever. But then at the end of the day, you're like, wait a second, did you know that we were stealing money from people in order to pay your bills? And it's like, she might have.
Yeah, and she also can have like that not necessarily motherly, but like leader kind of role where she, like, at the beginning of last season when Sutton said something to her like, well, yeah, but that's just how we are from the South, and she was just like, no, we're not. Like, she like very quickly stood up for like the right side in that situation and was just like, no, like, I'm shutting this down, like, mama do, you know what I mean?
100%. But then it's like, but it's like the reason that she can do that is because that moon in Aquarius is like, gives a fuck if you like me, gives a fuck about your feelings, gives a fuck about my feelings. I'm just gonna say what it is. Daddy really is Saturn in a lot of ways, and because it's like sort of removed. Like, it's sort of like, I care about the structure of the family. I care about how we're thinking our thoughts. I care about how we are participating in society. But past that, I'm sort of just spirit. I'm air. So yeah. I feel like Erica Jane, Princess Diana, and our girl Serene all kind of have that where it's like they have the appearance of being kind of like emotional, touchy-feely, mushy-gushy, but when it comes down to it, there's sort of this hard line drawn when it's like, okay, but can you actually get intimate? And it's like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how intimate Princess Diana, Erica Jane, or Serene are actually able to get.
Totally. That's going to be really cool to see unfold, especially if she's in that final. It looks like she could be. I can't tell from the preview.
I know. They're trying to like fuck with us in the before. And
yeah, there's definitely some like, editing.
I was like trying to figure out who that was hyperventilating on the stairs or whatever. But it's like they're fucking with us. We don't know. But
there's
I do think she could make it to the end though, because
an Aquarius moon can go with the Leo moon pretty well, right?
Well, it's hit or miss, because either she is like a perfect balance of his emotionality, or she can't quite get with his emotionality. But I do think that with that Chiron on his Leo moon,
mm-hmm.
Even the fact that Shanae is still here means that he's a little bit out of touch with trusting his intuition's bad is what I'm saying. He has bad intuition. Moon is your intuition. Chiron on your moon, you don't fully trust your gut.
Here's bad intuition. Saying the words, let's step it up and take our travels international. Ladies, we're going to Canada.
Dude, I was gonna say the same thing. They must have like advertising deals with like Toronto tourism or something, because even when Jesse showed up to be like, what a miraculous place to be, it is so wonderful to see you all enjoying this miraculous city, falling in love in this incredible place, and it's like not that Toronto isn't neat, it seems a lot like the United States, and it's like Chicago. If they could still go to the Niagara Falls, they're not that far away. I mean, it's like, guys,
to lead with international as the top,
it's like characteristic. It's literally just like driving from state to state, but this time we need a little bit more ID.
But even they could have gone to like Montreal, and at least people would be speaking French. I've heard great things.
Do you think that they picked a beaver tail as a snack just because it is also a euphemism for pussy?
Well, he asked her if she'd ever eaten beaver before.
The whole reason to bring up beaver was to do a sexual innuendo.
And I think the producer suggested he say that, and he just didn't even think about it. Or he did. I mean, he knows Gabby's funny, so he may have.
Right. But okay, we can't get to Gabby yet. So to end Serene, what I think about their relationship is that I think on some level, because he's so emotionally wounded, I think that he's very comfortable being with someone who on the outside is very mothering and I'll make you feel comfortable, I'll make you feel safe, I'll share my vulnerable thing. But deep down, you know, Aquarius moon, she's not going to like press him too hard on anything emotional. And she's not going to, I could see where on the one hand, he really wants like deep intimacy and he really wants to heal that Chiron wound. But on the other hand, I could see where I think he likes that he feels like she is a safe space, but that she is not too emo. Like he's emo enough for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see how this goes, because
but I don't think she wins. I don't think that she has a shot here.
Another question, because my friend asked me this weekend, who do you think wins? And I think this is actually the first season I've watched where I haven't been like, oh, it's that one, because we got the Teddy. It seemed so much like Teddy in the beginning, and now she's been just nowhere to be found.
No, she's like barely on the show, and I just don't see him marrying a virgin. He is a Mizzou football player, and then he played football professionally in Seattle. This dude needs somebody who's had sex before. I mean, I just don't see him like breaking someone in, although he very well could. To me, this is going to come down. I do have a pretty clear. To me, this comes down to Gabby and Rachel, the pilot. That's who this is about.
Okay. You're a big Gabby gal.
I'm a big Gabby gal. And if Gabby doesn't win, I do think that even though it should be Marlena, she will be the next Bachelorette.
Yes. I think
she is like, she's like Katie Thurston 2.0.
Yeah. What Katie Thurston should have been.
She wishes she was as funny as Gabby.
Yeah, she really does. Okay, so let's talk about Gabby then. So they have their one-on-one. They go on a helicopter. Didn't he already go on a helicopter with someone this episode?
Yeah.
Or no, this season? Yes, he has. Okay, so that's just bizarre. Okay, so then they eat beaver tail. They go around the park. She's just rolling around on the ground with the dog, which was fabulous to watch. I mean, we could just do that for every date. I'd be okay with that.
Certainly. I'm down, yeah.
They seem to have a great rapport. And
I want to know, though. Did they? Whose dog is that? Is this a dog?
Right. I was like, did they hire this dog? Because what about COVID?
I mean, because like the way that she was being with the dog, it was so familiar. And I'm like, is it one of the producer's dogs? Is it his? Like, yeah, it's like, it's funny that they're just during this time of COVID and social distancing, et cetera, it is funny that they are doing so much interacting with strangers and strangers' dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it makes me think of it every time. I'm like, wait, so we're okay. We're leaving the bubble now. Right, like, what are we doing?
But see,
they played a little bit of hockey.
They played hockey. She's like, kind of like, she has great game. Like, okay. So we know that Gabby is a Capricorn sun, Leo moon. And I think that she is working him to a T, which is basically like she is downplaying her status. But they're both still Earth suns with that Leo. Like, I mean, Gabby and Clayton are highly compatible charms.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
They really have the same moon. And
is that the best case scenario that you just have the same moon?
It really depends on like the rest of the chart. I think it is one of the best case scenarios on a show like The Bachelor, because you do have this like instant connection. Like when I connect with other, it's so interesting too, actually, that even you bring that up. I have a lot of clients recently who are Capricorn moons or who have, you know, and when I see that a client has a Capricorn moon, especially if it's an early degree Capricorn moon, which is, so my moon is at 10 degrees. So whenever I have anybody who is a Capricorn moon in the first or middle decan of Capricorn, I feel like instantly, like on a soul level, we're from the same place, we're speaking the same language, the same thing. When you have the same moon, it's almost like there's an unspoken agreement about the things that like either turn you on or turn you off or bother you or hurt. And what's like the moon sign really does represent what's going on underneath the surface. So for both of them, they have these earth moon, I mean, these earth suns that are kind of like appearing to be like practical, congenial, like they want to be pulled together. They want to be functional. They want to look like they, you know, are kind of like pulled together and have a plan and building something. But deep down, they both have these Leo moons that are just like, I want to cry on air. I get a one-on-one. I get a whole fucking 20-minute chunk. I'm crying the whole time. That's where, like, it's very permission-giving. Like, because earth and fire aren't necessarily compatible unless you think about it in terms of, like, the forest fires ultimately are good for California. You know, it's like, it's like yes, it's painful. Yes, it's hard. But it's like, for Leo moons with earth sign suns, it's almost like they have to embrace the destruction of what their feelings do to their personas, but then ultimately it does make their personas stronger.
Wow. And that's kind of like what her sense of humor and just their sense of humor, like together, like he's not very funny with everyone else. You know what I mean? And I feel like he gets that permission to joke around with her and that kind of thing. And that's like great. Right. So
Because I think because of that moon Chiron conjunction in Leo, it's almost like he's like hypersensitive about like not hurting people's feelings. I mean, honestly, yeah. I think that's why Shanae is still here, because I think he really feels for someone who really feels they're being bullied. Like, I think that he doesn't totally trust that because he is so hurt. He's very careful about like what he chooses to say. And you know, I don't think he wants to believe the group, even though now at this point, the whole group is like, get her the fuck out of here. He feels for her because he's been ganged up on. So I think like Gabby does give him that permission to be a little bit sillier, to be a little bit more loose-lipped, because it's sort of like, oh, okay, I'm not going to hurt you. This is the level that you're playing on. And at the end of the day, what does a Leo moon want more than anything? To play.
Totally. And so should we talk about the roast? Speaking of ganging up on Shanae.
Speaking of ganging up. Okay, now I'm I couldn't believe. We've seen roasts on this show before. I could not believe that there was like, I mean, I was anxious for them as if I was there was a real live audience. How dare they?
Oh my God, I would be so nervous.
Not only to do stand-up comedy in front of a real live audience, but what a fucking bad idea, because they don't understand the joke. The audience, like, you're gonna bomb. I was like, how could they? Yeah. I was pissed. I was like, how the fuck could they do this? The live audience, even if the jokes are fucking airtight, could not possibly understand the references. They're not even allowed to post about this shit. This is secret behind the scenes reality TV shooting. They don't know who Clayton is. They don't know who these girls are. They don't know who every time you make a Shanae reference, they have no fucking clue who you're talking about. How could they put him in him? How could they put them in this position?
That is so true. Like, but I feel like they did a good job overall. I just wish they would stop doing, because they've been doing roasts on like the last couple seasons. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I mean, I feel like these girls took it to the next level and did a good job with it, which was nice.
I mean, no, Marlena did a great job. The other ones.
She's our Olympian. Marlena's our Olympian. So could you,
motherfucking Olympian.
Could we take a quick dip into Marlena's?
Yeah, I've been dying to, because she's honestly not getting nearly enough attention. And like, she really is being, here's the issue. It's like, I think that, because I understood, like, so basically she did crush, like, she actually was the winner of two group dates in a row.
Right.
Both times she doesn't get the rose.
And he like tells her that she won too. And is like, you did so well. Like, you just crushed it today. You blah, 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 blah. And the rose goes to Rachel. Like,
I think that the issue here is that as decorated as Clayton's athletic career is, at the end of the day, especially because he's from fucking Missouri anyway, like, we think of like Mizzou and like, you know, NFL football as like some great feat, but she crushes him. And I think that he's not attracted to her. I think that he likes having her there because she is actually like a competitor. Like, I think she's coming across as like more of a bro than as a potential wife. Not because there's anything wrong with her, but because actually she's the fucking shit.
Yeah, and she's good for him.
She really is high level, just extremely capable. I mean, I loved what she was saying when she was like,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everything I do, I go all in. Like, if I'm gonna run, I'm gonna be an Olympic runner. If I go on The Bachelor, I'm gonna give my whole heart. If I'm doing roast jokes, I'm gonna crush. And she does crush. I'm almost even hesitant because I want to like double check this information, because even looking at her chart now, I'm like, is that what it is? Hang on, let me just double check that this is right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like hold on. Yeah, and I'll tell you, you'll see why in a sec. Let me just double check. Marlena, look it up, see what you get. Marlena Clayton, bachelor birthday.
Marlena Wesch, February 16th, 1991.
All right, that's her birthday. So it is what it is. Okay, so Marlena, you want to take a guess?
Well, now I know Aquarius sun.
How did you know? Oh, yeah. Okay, LOL, you just looked at her birthday. I was like, wow, psychic.
I can figure out a sun sign.
Based on the actual day where it obviously tells us, yeah, LOL, Sarah, come on. Yeah. Get with it. But yeah, so she's an Aquarius sun. What's her name?
Aquarius sun. So moon? I'll go Sag because she was so good at the comedy.
So this is where I was also shocked, although I kind of do get it too. She is a Pisces moon.
Ooh.
So it sort of makes sense in the way of, like, at the end of the day, Pisces are the, like, masters of the zodiac. It is the last sign of the zodiac. So if you either have a Pisces sun or a Pisces moon, you an old soul.
Like, and Aquarius is right behind.
Right,
like,
behind. So, like, Marlena is an old wise soul. She is wise. Her north node is in Capricorn. So she is really here on planet Earth to flex. Like, she's basically here to be like, I'm the new standard of excellence. I'm the actual governing body of you know. And I think that it probably I think he doesn't even really see her as a romantic prospect, because at the end of the day she is simply too, like, he doesn't want to actually compete with someone. He has a Chiron moon conjunction.
Yeah.
And I think she just crushes, and I think she is really like an elder among us. And I, and you know, it's interesting, I'm looking at her chart and like her Chiron is in Cancer, so like the feeling that we're seeing expressed from her, I would love to see her be the Bachelorette too, honestly, because there's sort of in her chart, there's sort of this element, like her Chiron is conjunct her south node, so I think that she is really here expressing this like age old pain of what it's really like to be a woman who is excellent and not afraid to show it, like, and there's this kind of question mark in her soul of like, will anybody love me if I don't dumb myself down? And ooh. I think yes, absolutely, but it might not be here with a Chiron moon Leo lead.
No, it's not
he
here.
Needs someone that is like fawning over him.
Yeah. And you can kind of see that when she, you know, she's not shocked that he like didn't pick her. She's just like disappointed. Like, damn,
she's
he
like,
told
she's that like I typical. Won. She's like, here I, yeah. Right. She's like, he told me I won and then I didn't win.
Yeah. Same old story.
Well, same but it's story. Interesting too, because when she was saying that, what he said to Rachel was like, someone who always makes me feel safe. And I don't think that that is, like, it's like Marlena is winning every challenge because she is the fucking goat, but it doesn't make him feel safe. It makes him feel athletic. Like, I mean, I think it actually challenges him. And I think it is probably, I think, you know, we see Rachel in her, like, time with him, you know, on the group date aftermath or whatever, like at the cocktail, when she's going, I just want to say, if there was one date that I would never, like, I think her being massively uncomfortable is more attractive to that Chiron moon Leo conjunction than someone who's like, yeah, I fucking crushed, of course I fucking crushed, I'll fucking take you down, I'll take your brothers down, I'll take your sisters down, I'll take Shanae down. I mean, Marlena objectively had good jokes.
Yeah, and great presentation.
She rocks. I mean, she actually is the coolest one here. Elizabeth might have actually been the coolest, but she was sent home because of her cool. Marlena is second.
She wasn't the coolest. No, she wasn't.
Marlena
she
is a mother. Right. But Marlena is a motherfucking Olympian.
Olympian.
He wishes. But that's the thing. She has no shot, not because she's not amazing, but because he wishes. He got cut from the Seahawks, which is the worst team in the league, and he didn't even play. So to be a bench player on the worst team in the country is he he's an athlete. We know he grew up thinking he was a fatty bo batty, and then he was a bench rider, which they all made roast jokes about. And I can't believe they made them do it in front of an audience that has no context. That is so fucked. Listen, Bachelor producers, if you're listening,
you at the same time.
Dickheads. No. They are all in the industry. They know.
No, I know, but they're like, let's make them go through what you actually have to go through when you start out in comedy.
That's not true, though. When you actually start out in comedy, you do jokes that are more universal. To be doing Shanae humor, they're like, who's Shanae? Who the fuck is Shanae?
Shrimp-nay. And none of them made that joke. It was a goddamn missed opportunity.
That's
okay,
why
wait.
The real comedians are on this pod.
Obviously. They should have invited us. Let me throw this one at you. So, obviously, Marlene is going to be at the beach.
Oh, like, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes.
match for her. I'm thinking Rodney.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, do I still have Rodney's chart info? Well, we know Rodney's. Well, Rodney's a Capricorn Aries, right?
Oh, I was thinking Aries Capricorn.
Maybe he is. I don't. No, I think you're right. I think he might be Aries Capricorn. Right, because he's Capricorn Moon. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then that is.
I mean, actually, that does kind of work. Like Aries Sun will go with her Air Aquarius Sun. Capricorn Moon is fine with the. Wow, Rodney and Marlena. Okay. I don't have his chart up in my system anymore. He's been out of that. But next episode, I want to say, I commit to you guys. I'm going to pull up Rodney's chart, and we're going to look at the actual potential for Rodney and Marlena, because I think, just only because it would take a while for me to put his shit back in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna research that for next ep, and we're going to talk about it, because I think that's a great thing. Yes, they are a match, because he has a sense of humor about himself that I actually don't think Clayton does. Like, I think that this was a really weird challenge for them. I guess they kind of do it every season, but like, I don't know. I think Clayton's feelings are more hurt than he's even. I mean, the fact that even everyone keeps comparing him to, what did he say?
Well, he came back in and he was like, listen, I told you guys to like go, you know, give it your best, but like, you really did.
They really
did. He was making a joke, but it's like, there's a little bit of truth in every just kidding, my friend. Yeah, he was kind of being like, did you guys have to do that? Like
100%. Like I think that Clayton is like, from the producer standpoint, a fucking perfect bachelor lead. But it's not because he's like, I mean, I do think he's a good catch, but like, I think he is. I think he is like sincerely insecure.
Yeah.
And I think he is sincerely, I don't think he thinks he's a stud. I think he thinks that he is genuinely lucky to be there. And they are like slamming him. Like they are literally hitting him with tsunami after tsunami after tsunami, where he has to actually hold his own. But with that Chiron Moon conjunction, I cannot wait till he starts actually crying on air, because this man is, I think if anything, part of Clayton's purpose in being the bachelor right now is to make everybody more comfortable with hot athletes crying.
And that's worth it all, honestly.
He is being exploited. Let me be clear. It's not that they like want Clayton to find love. It's that they want Clayton to weep on camera like Kobe just died all season.
Yeah, and rest in peace. And I think about it more and more about like when you get off the show as the lead and you realize how much shit the producers knew and just let slide, like he's gonna be like, those motherfuckers could have told me about Shrimp Nay.
No, the like, fact that they're, I mean, I, but it is like, it's a conundrum, because I understand where.
It wouldn't be an exercise without it.
Right. This show without her, I mean, the fact that they're using her as the like antagonist is why there's, I mean, aside from it being boring either way, she is the lifeblood. I don't know what the fuck they're going to talk about when she's gone.
Well, this is, it reminds me of Hannah Brown's season, which was a really good season, in my opinion. And there was a Luke P, who I think I've probably mentioned before on this. He was the villain, but he was so like bold to her and made sure that like he had he actually had more of a connection with her than Shanae actually has with Clayton from what we see. I mean, he was an absolute ass clown to all the guys and eventually to her too. But in the meantime, he was so like emotionally manipulative and just suave and just like making her know that he was there for her. Meanwhile, all these other guys are like making friends with each other and not paying attention. So that's where this person gets the, and it's really like the same kind of thing. Now, what eventually happened with him was at the fantasy suite. So he was very religious, but Hannah Brown was also kind of religious, but she's more modern with it. So he was a born again virgin. Okay.
Oh, what is that even? What does that mean, Casey?
It means he's allowed to shame her for having sex with people. So he did that. Like he found out she went to the
fantasy. Fuck you. Fuck you. Get off the show.
It was excellent TV though. And he got mad at her. And this was the moment she finally realized what an ass he was. Cause the guys were trying to tell her, but like, she wasn't getting it. And she goes, "You know what? I did have sex and Jesus still loves me."
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Hannah. Hell yeah, Hannah.
I was like, yes, he does, Hannah. Yes, he does. But this is very similar, that this Shanae and like,
Jesus wish he had more time on earth to fuck. Jesus wish he fucked as much as you, Hannah.
And it, like, Hannah really just needed that confidence boost from him. And that's what Shanae's given our boy too. Like, it is what it is.
But I really think, that it's not that Shanae's giving him a confidence boost. I think that she is accidentally, and I want to be super fucking clear, accidentally tapping into his deepest wound, which is bullying.
Right.
We know that he's the fat boy football player. We know that he was he has talked about how much he was bullied growing up. He talks about being one of three brothers. I think that the more that she, like, comes to him as the victim of bullying, and I think when she is speaking to him, here's the thing. Shanae is, I think she does sincerely feel bullied.
Yeah.
I think that those tears that she's trying to then get Meryl Streep credit for, I think she's trying to pretend all that Scorpio. She's trying to pretend like, they were fake tears. But it's like, Shanae, if you're weeping on television, they're right there at the surface, babe. Like, I think she does feel bullied. I think that even though it is demented and manipulative and she is like playing this character of like, yeah, I'm meaning to be this way, I think that actually she is that upset. And I think that he is sensitive enough to actually feel her pain. Like, I don't think he's, like, so attracted to her. But I think he's working out some childhood stuff where he's like, I wish somebody advocated for me when I was a little loser.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think he relates to the position that he thinks that she's in, but it actually isn't the position that she's in, even if it is the position she feels she's in. But she takes no accountability for actually having created this, you know, this dynamic. It's just like when Cassidy left, it was over. It was literally Butch Cassidy and the Butch Ass Kid both coming in hard to win the Bachelor. But
she does take credit because she says, like, I did it again. I got rid of another one. So she takes credit,
but
she doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. She's taking credit for bullshit. Like, she's pretending that nobody goes on The Bachelor to be the villain. She found herself in a position where she's too vulnerable. No one likes her. And then the one person who she actually was in alignment with left.
Yeah.
And I do think she feels sincerely alone and bullied, but she doesn't take accountability for it being her fault.
Right.
So she's taking accountability. She's saying, I got rid of another one, because she thinks that makes her look less vulnerable.
Yes. Yes.
But actually, she doesn't feel like anybody likes her. And she knows that she and Clayton are not going to be together in the end. So she is. It's a very Scorpio stellium thing, which is like, the thing about Scorpio energy is like, when Scorpios get their dukes up, man, it is like psychotic. It's like, yo, because at that point they are burying so much actual authentic vulnerability. But I mean, when I think of Scorpio, like, it's ruled by Pluto, so it is this power center. But I think of it as like almost like an honorary fire. Scorpio energy, and especially like in Shanae's chart when it's a stellium like that. Like, you're a Scorpio rising, but that's it. When you have a super Scorpio stellium, you're basically like the ocean, like with the oil spills and like the you're like the ocean on fire. It is like, it is a Mars energy, but it is in water. So there's a real tension because there's this like explosive nature that is completely submerged. And so you end up being this, like, whether it is like a volcano that erupts overseas or like an oil fire, an oil spill fire on the Atlantic, it's like,
or like two shrimps getting in a fight down there.
It is. It's like two shrimps at the bottom of the ocean duking it out, and both of them can't breathe. And either way, they're getting on the barbecue.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're just our fucking, what's it called?
Crustacean.
No, wait, what's the
jumbo shrimp? Oh, cocktail? Shrimp cocktail?
No, you're our, what's it called with like, you put like the meat and then you put the...
Oh, shish kebab.
A shrimp kebab. You're a shrimp kebab, baby. That's it. Like, you're gonna get fucking grilled and fried either way. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like Shanae is as, how do I put it? Here's the thing about Scorpio energy too. And this is a lesson for you and for all the Scorpios out there. What happens when a Scorpio is truly back against the wall? They don't give a fuck if they appear to be vulnerable. They just don't want to be vulnerable about the thing that they're actually vulnerable with.
Yes. Yeah, they'll like make themselves vulnerable about something else because then they're in control of the situation.
Exactly. So like the truth about the Shanae situation, number one, it's a she gay situation. That is, I will stand by that. I'm not being disrespectful to the community. Look, I've been a theater kid my whole life. I don't give a fuck about gender. I don't give a fuck about who you fuck. But I know, I mean, even the way that she is being about, if you're on episode 5 of The Bachelor and you are still in the she's made her whole persona, I'm just here to win. And it's like, dude, what show do you think you're on? Like,
and like, this isn't, we're all
this
gonna
isn't,
watch.
This isn't The Great Race. This isn't Survivor.
Yeah, like if you win, you're gonna be engaged to someone.
If you win, you're gonna be engaged to Clayton. Have you even considered the fact that Clayton is here?
Nope.
She's like so guarded and so obsessed with the women's impressions of her.
Yeah.
That it has actually, like, this sexual repression, that's what happens. Whatever you avoid, you googoid. We always get that. We never quite know what the rhyme is. But it's like, you just can't avoid the truth. And so it's like, she doesn't realize that she is creating a pile on of something that nobody cares about.
Right.
At the end of the day, she was in love with Elizabeth. The cat motherfucking agrees.
Yeah. So to round this out, I mean, who do you think goes home and gets tossed in the falls?
I think Genevieve has been an unfortunately annoying character the whole time.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
But Genevieve and Marinara.
Oh, I like Marinara.
I like her only because she's so familiar. Collinswood, you know. But Marinara and Genevieve have no shot.
Yeah. They don't. Marinara knows that. I don't think Genevieve knows that yet.
I think that Genevieve's going to go home and it is going to create an enormous episode 6 eruption in the house. And that if anything, Shanae going down like Mount Vesuvius, like she is going to be that volcano in the ocean that actually is an undeniable, like, explosive that rock. I mean, because at this point when we're watching, like now Clayton obviously knows, but at this point when we're watching, he really doesn't know the level of like devious bitch that he's dealing with. He really doesn't.
And like everyone else isn't even seeing her crazy interviews either. Like we're getting, like the other girls are like, might still just think this chick's dumb, whatever.
Okay,
like,
let me throw this out there though. On the beach, Shanae and Demi. They, I think, are two peas in a little psycho pod.
I think we need to see a little bit more growth from Shanae.
I just don't think Shanae likes men. I do not.
The
lack of attention that she has paid to Clayton and his feelings and his experience is like almost unfathomable.
Well, and
they have no connection. She's obsessed with the women.
He's a means to an end.
Right.
For her.
Which is just to get a bunch of followers and to start dating women, in my opinion.
I don't even think she knows what she wants out of it. I think she literally just wants to win.
Right, I think, like, the brush with Cassidy was really helpful to her because it gave her... Like, before Cassidy, like, planted all those seeds in her head, Shanae was truly just a dumb idiot.
Right, I wonder what Cassidy's doing now. Like, she's probably like, oh, shit, I kind of,
well,
like...
Okay, so actually, I did check in on Cassidy. Cassidy has been actually, like, super posting a ton of remorseful shit.
Because she's actually kind of smart, and she knows.
She's a little bit embarrassed about the whole thing.
Yeah. For sure. It didn't come off well at all.
No, it didn't.
All right. Who do you think won the episode? Shanae?
Well, Shanae for even still being here won the episode. But you want to know, I think it was a tie. Well, okay. Three people won the episode, but for different reasons. Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think Marlena overall was the winner. But I think it's unfortunate because we live in a culture and this is a Bachelor season where she doesn't win. But she actually fucking rocks. Like, I love this woman.
But I think that she does win because she's going to end up with Rodney, who's going to, like, love her.
I literally think that's a great pairing. I will literally look that up the minute we get off. Like, I think she is, out of this whole experience, going to find an appropriate match. But I think she just needs to know that actually Clayton's too insecure to be with an Olympian is the fucking truth.
Yeah.
He barely could stay on the Seahawks. He's not the man, okay? But I think we have a neck to neck Gabby Rachel playoff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think he really, I mean, he says it in this episode too, because Gabby isn't the most, she sort of looks like a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm. She was doing a lot of pigtails this episode.
Yeah, her look isn't the best. But she's cute. She's not attractive. She just, there's something.
That actually makes her stand out more and kind of makes her more, like, it works with her personality.
Well, which is why I think low key, like Rachel, Pilot Rachel, I think could win in the same way that Rachel Kirkconnell won. Whereas, like, she has no shot of, if she was the Bachelorette, this would be a boring ass show. I think Gabby is, like, prime contender for Bachelorette because she actually has a real deal personality. She's not afraid to cry on camera. She is not typically hot, and yet she is.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Rachel is kind of what Clayton is looking for, which is like a woman who's afraid to do stand-up in public and a woman who's like a little bit more meek. Like, Rachel is like badass because she's a pilot, but she doesn't compete with him in any way at all. She comes across as insecure as he does. She does have sort of like closely placed cross-eyed eyes. Like, she isn't quite,
she almost gets all of her badassery out with the pilot. Like, it's so badass.
Like, no, like,
she doesn't need to be badass in the rest of her life.
100, like, she's lucky that she chose. But even that, right? It's like, pilot is badass, but it's also like, it's a pretty emotionally removed.
Yeah, like a routine.
And what she was saying, she's like, I don't feel like I'm that creative. I don't feel, she said it on the episode. She's like, I don't feel that creative. I think he needs to be with someone who, instead of being Leo wounded, he actually, that Chiron switches and he becomes like the encourager. Because, like, your Chiron always becomes your superpower once you are healed. Or what? You're never healed, okay? Being a human is inherently, you know, you're going to die. But when you come to terms with your story, when you are acting from a place, like, I have Chiron directly on my ascendant. I'm a comedian. I'm a coach. I'll be the first to share the embarrassing thing that I did because ultimately it's what is my healing superpower. People go,
I have Chiron and Leo. I totally forgot.
Right.
After we've been talking about this.
Well, so even for you, that's why until your Saturn return truly competes, you're not going to be fully comfortable doing your job as our salesperson, because you're a little bit like, but wait, who am I to express myself? Like, I can't express myself. Who do you think?
I don't know. Like, Shanae.
On the 16th of February, we said it before, we said again, you're going to want to be at the Moonual, because right after Molly is going to be the other Molly, who aka is Todd, and it's going to be great. So please come.
It's going to be amazing. Can't wait.
Love you guys. Good night. Bye.
Love you.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.